We teach our children that this is
one nation under God, indivisible, with
we are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
Good morning and welcome to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. Sorry, my high-pitched voice there. I'll dial it back a little bit. What happened there? Just a minute. Now, I don't have a Lou Rawls voice by any means, but it's somewhere in between. Good morning, Ed Vitagliano.
Good morning. I hate when I accidentally do that. You just get to kind of get the high voice, right. You know.
Like when you're 12? Yeah. Go back to when you're 12?
Yeah.
I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. It is Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Fred Jackson is with us. Good morning, Fred.
Great to be here. Exciting 3 days coming up.
Absolutely. Walker Wildman will be in the studios momentarily. It is Share-a-thon. And what is Share-a-thon, you might ask, if you've never been with us before during this three-day period, once in the fall, once in the spring? Well, guess what, folks? We have to have financial support to be able to be on the air. I know that may come as a shock to some of you, but radio towers are expensive. Land to build those towers often cost a lot of money. Satellite time, engineers to keep them on the air, and our on-air folks here, people behind the scenes, the data processing, all of it. These families here that I'm in charge of, they complain when they don't get paid, and they don't get to eat.
Amen, brother. I got to eat.
Ed likes to eat and make his house note. So, hey, but it's so much more than that. Yes, it is that. We do have our financial needs for those very practical reasons, but things maybe you can't see in the natural, as they say, are the monies that come in from people like you who listen to AFR, who help us change the country, who help us change the world, who help us get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to people who otherwise wouldn't hear it. I mean, there's so much that we do here at American Family Radio, and I say we do because God gives us the ability to do it. God blesses us with the talents and people to be able to accomplish His purpose. So we thank you for those who've already made a gift to American Family Radio, but that's what we're doing. We're just telling you, hey, folks, we need your financial support. Please call in and be as generous as you can and help us. We are a listener-supported Christian radio ministry. And I'm going to give the phone number now, and then let's hear a listener testimony, and then we'll come back and get into the news of the day. Here's the phone number to call us. And please call when you call. By the way, you're calling Tupelo, Mississippi, which is the national headquarters for American Family Radio. So we're not in New York.
Right.
Not in L.A. We're not in Chicago. We're not in London or Hong Kong.
Thank goodness for all that.
We're in Tupelo, Mississippi. But you know what? That makes us a lot like you, probably.
Yep.
You live in the heartland of the flyover country, as they call it. And that's who we are. And we're a national ministry, but this is our home. Here's the phone number to call us and make a pledge to AFR, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is our phone number. We have folks standing by to take your phone call right now. So call them and make a pledge and be as generous as you can. If you want to go online, it's afr.net, afr.net. Let's hear a listener testimony.
My name is John, and I'm calling from Texas. I was a minister in a large city in Houston, and I never got a chance to hear AFR. Now that I have, I find that it's my only source of truth in this country. There is so much lying going on, it's refreshing to find a place where I can really hear the truth.
I can't believe what's happening in this country. Even people with common sense know that to divide a house is to conquer it. Why can't we see that there are people in our home, both domestic and foreign, who are dividing this country, and in the end, it will fall? When will our educated people wise up? What are they drinking or smoking? I can't believe what's happening to the country that I went to war for.
Amen, brother. Preach it. Walker, by the way, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
All right, Jim Stanley, our general manager for American Family Radio, has stepped into the studios, and we had a match.
We did have a challenge the last 2 hours, yes, sir.
We were challenged?
We were challenged.
And did we respond?
We did, and our listeners responded in a big way. Here was the thing, all right? I was sitting in for Dan Celia the last 2 hours.
Right.
And being captain of Share-a-thon has its advantages. I was able to provide a challenge for the last 2 hours from the challenge fund.
Out of Dan's checkbook?
Well, no, not out of Dan. I don't know. We may get Dan to stroke that check. But, you know, we have a pool of donors that give us some challenge money to use at our discretion.
Yes.
Well, it seemed very discretionary for me the last 2 hours to get help because I'm not Dan Celia. Let me be very clear. And Dan can make the phones ring. Well, over the last 2 hours, we did pull in 279 pledges. The challenge was $15,000, and the listeners responded with $39,000.
Woo!
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. For a total of $54,000.
That's awesome.
That's
so
great.
We met the time limited, but we went beyond them.
Yes, sir, we did. We met the time limit, and it's one of those cases like we've talked about before. God has the tendency to double those challenges. Well, he did.
Amen.
And so from the 15, we were able to raise right close to 40.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes. All right. How many pledges in that time period?
279.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Well, we heard from people like Peggy in Malvern, Arkansas, Rose in Owosa, Michigan? My apologies if I mispronounced the name of the town. Barry in Wichita, Kansas, Mark in Kingsville, Texas, Michael in Randolph, Texas, Bonnie in Blue Rapids, Kansas, Lee in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Shelton in Wingo, Kentucky, J.J. Jasper's home state there, the bluegrass state of Kentucky. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who's already called here on American Family Radio Share-a-thon. We need to hear from you because we're listener-supported Christian radio. Walker, these 2 hours, we're going to be on the air. We're going to be broadcasting live and video streaming, right?
That's right. We'll be on Facebook, live streaming there. Uh-huh. Also, we'll be on YouTube, as we are each Monday through Friday, 10 to 11:30 Central. But today, we'll be here till 12 Central. And on our Facebook page and YouTube channel, I will post the link and the phone number so you can donate. So if you just maybe you don't hear it while we're talking here, you can go to our Facebook page and find the link. AFR.net to donate, and also the phone number to call in.
Yeah, if you don't hear it while we're talking here, you're not listening.
True.
Because we give the number, but Walker's also posted it on our Facebook page. I tell you what, Fred, before we jump into the news of the day, let's go ahead and let Frank in on this conversation. Dr. Frank Turek.
He's shy. Let's bring him out of his.
Yeah, we're going to have to work with him here.
Yeah. No, this brother is dynamic.
Dynamic.
Yeah.
That isn't what the atheists say. Good morning, Frank.
Gentlemen, you know, I was just at the conference that AFA helped sponsor here in Charlotte this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Big apologetics conference, mm-hmm. 3,000 people. Mm-hmm. Jeff Chambly was there. And I can't tell you how many people came up to our table and said, oh, I hear you on AFR. I hear you on AFR. I hear you on AFR. I mean, there must have been, if there was one, there was 20. That came up to the table and said that. So you guys are making an impact all over the country. And these people came from all over the... There's not even an AFR station in Charlotte where this thing was. These people are coming from all over the country to this conference.
Praise God.
And they get a lot out of listening to AFR all day long.
Your show, Frank, comes on Saturday mornings here on American Family Radio called Cross Examined. And I remember when you and I talked about it. How long have you been doing this for now?
This has got to be, Tim, it's got to be like 10 years. I think it was 2008 or so we started doing this. So
yeah.
We're probably in our 11th year right now. It only seems like a couple of years, but we've been doing it a long time.
Well, I called you up, I think, and I said, we need you on AFR. So I recruited you that way.
And then I said, that I'm honored to be on AFR.
That signing bonus that, that I had to write was why it was obscene, quite frankly. I think it was $0.000
that I had I'm to, quite a negotiator.
Yeah, Frank just folded like a cheap suit there. Said, no, I'm just teasing. Frank said, yeah, that would be great if we could have a show on AFR. And I said, great, because that'd be great for AFR.
Right.
So it's mutually beneficial.
And to Frank's applause, he has one of the most popular podcasts.
He does.
On our website, Cross Examined.
Yeah, crossexamined.org.
Got to work. You got it.
All right. So, Frank, that's on, is it 10 Central?
That's right. Well, it's on
9 Central. I was 9 Central.
It's 9 Central on Saturday, and then 4 to 5 p.m. Central Time on Sunday.
We rebroadcast
Yes.
on Sunday afternoon. So check that out. 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. That's what I was sometimes get confused there. And then we re-aired on Sunday afternoon here on American Family Radio. We wanted to talk about the Gosnell movie.
I want people to go see that movie.
Huh?
I want people to go see the movie.
Okay.
Because it in fact, there's an article on the nationalreview.com, and the article is a review of the movie. And it says, Gosnell movie exposes reality of abortion. And the first line really says it all. Anyone who sees this film will come away knowing the truth.
Tell our listeners, Frank, just a little bit of the background of Kermit Gosnell. And this is a true. This is a movie based on true events.
Yes,
just kind
it
of
is.
Give,
in fact,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that, Ed, the movie is so true to life that much of the dialogue in the movie is verbatim from the trial. I mean, Kermit Gosnell is literally one of the biggest serial killers in the history of America. And the reason you probably haven't heard of him is because he did this work in an abortion clinic, did these murders in an abortion clinic. He is now serving a life sentence without parole in a prison because he was convicted of first-degree murder, I think on 3 counts, if I'm not mistaken, and 7 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Also some other crimes he committed in an abortion clinic in Philadelphia. He would bring babies out of the womb
and
kill them alive out of the womb. And he also violated late-term abortion bans. He also violated parental notification laws in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And this led to pretty much an expose on what was going on in Pennsylvania. The governor at the time, remember Governor Tom Ridge, Republican,
right.
Pro-choice governor,
right.
He told the government there in Pennsylvania, the departments that would normally investigate and ensure that facilities were properly run, he told them not to inspect abortion clinics. And the abortion clinic that Kermit Gosnell was running in Pennsylvania was horrific. And nobody actually investigated it for more than 15 years. They didn't inspect it at all.
Yeah. The movie, who's behind the movie? I heard Michelle Malkin's name attached to it.
Yeah, it's actually a couple of Irish filmmakers who wrote a book on Gosnell. They're behind the movie. And then Andrew Klavan, who works with Ben Shapiro, actually wrote the screenplay to it. Mm-hmm. And there are some folks in the movie who are well-known actors, like Dean Cain. You may have heard of Dean Cain. I think he was in a Superman movie. Wasn't he Superman?
Well, I think there was a television series.
It the television series? Okay, yeah. So there are some actors in here that you would know. And according to the reviews I'm reading, the movie just came out a couple of days ago. I haven't even had a chance to watch it yet.
I got to see it. They sent us a link to a Vimeo link to watch it. They wanted to know what we thought and if we would give it a thumbs up. I thought it was gripping. I mean, the thing is, you're telling the true story. Anyone can go online and look up Kermit Gosnell, and you find out kind of what happens. But the movie is gripping. I mean, because the way in which all this was discovered and some of the investigations, I mean, it is a movie that is unforgettable in terms of the drama. It's one of those weird things where I can watch movies that I've seen before, but if it's suspenseful, you still find your heart racing, and this is a gripping movie. I think everyone who is pro-life should see it, and people who are pro-abortion should see it as well.
Yeah, because once you see it, you can't not know the truth.
Right.
You know. In fact, it was William Wilberforce who said, "You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know."
Mm.
And he said that on the floor of the House of Commons in 1791 as he was trying to get rid of the slave trade. You want to still call yourself pro-choice, whatever that means? You want to cover this crime with a euphemism like choice? Mm. Okay, go watch this movie. Go watch what really happened in that abortion clinic. And then you tell me you're still pro-choice.
Right.
Hmm. You're listening. Now, Ed, I wanted to ask you, though, mm-hmm. what's the youngest a person should be to see this, do you think?
I can't answer that. I would just tell parents that I don't think that anyone under, you know, like 12 or 13, generally speaking, depending on how old your kid might, how mature your kid might be, if they're 11, but there's some
homeschooled kids, 6 and up.
So that's kind of up to the parents, but there is some really grim scenes in this film. I mean, when I'm talking about, pieces of, I don't want to get too graphic of abortions.
Tell the truth.
And then the some of the stuff that they found in this guy's, cellar. I mean, it is not for faint, for people who are faint of heart, and it could give children nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
So parents just need to be careful. I would say this: parents should watch it first if there's any question.
Yep.
And then they can decide about it.
You know, this points us all to life, right?
Right.
Yes.
And we're against what this Gosnell movie tells the story of. Why is that? Because we champion human life here at American Family mm-hmm. Radio. Why do we champion human life? Why do we stand for unborn babies? It's because that's what God stands for.
Right.
Mm. That's what the Bible teaches about. So,
hey, Tim.
Yes.
Let me say something here with regard to that, because as Ed will tell you from the movie, and this is what happened in the trial, there was a media blackout on this trial. And, the major media didn't really cover it until the very end. And that's why AFR is so important.
Yes.
Because AFR will cover this when the major media won't.
Yeah.
And this is where you can get your news without the filter of the bias of the media. You can come to AFR, and that's why we're doing share-a-thons.
Yeah.
Because share-a-thons are the way that we can continue to do what we do all over the country. I know you're buying new stations all the time. You're now in major markets like Dallas and Washington, D.C. and Richmond and these kinds of places. That needs to continue. That's why the share-a-thon's so important.
Amen. Hey, Frank, thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Look forward to hearing you this weekend.
Hey, great being with you guys.
Okay.
877-616-2396. Call in and donate.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, that was very dynamic right there.
All
right, Frank.
I told you he's dynamic.
Yeah, dynamic. Thank you, Frank. That's Frank Turek, Dr. Frank Turek, T-U-R-E-K. Our phone number to make a gift to AFR, because we are telling the truth about what's happening in our country and about, we've told the truth about what abortion really is. And why we should take a stand for life and for unborn babies. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. If you believe in the right of unborn babies to live, you want to join us here in getting that message out, that's just one of the things that we talk about here on AFR. Fred Jackson, what do you got there, my friend?
Well, one of the other things we do here at American Family Radio is we're covering the ongoing attacks in this country against Christian freedom, mm-hmm. freedoms for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And I do say that. It seems like you can believe in other religions and you're not under attack these days, but if you're a Christian in this country, if you're a Bible-believing Christian and you're not ashamed of that, you are under attack. And one of the stories that we've been covering in recent years has to do with now former fire chief from the city of Atlanta, Kelvin Cochran. Now, just to refresh people's memories, he was enticed to go back to Atlanta because he was a top-rated fire chief in this country.
Right.
He was enticed to go back to Atlanta. He is a born-again believer. He wrote a book, a devotional book, 162-page devotional book on his personal time, not right. when he was in the office there in Atlanta, on his personal time. And it mentioned his Christian views on sex and marriage. All right. At the mayor of Atlanta, Kasem Reed, suspended Cochran for 30 days without pay and announced that he, the fire chief, Calvin Cochran, would have to undergo sensitivity training. He writes a devotional book on his own time.
Right.
The mayor finds out about it, had a few complaints, undergoes sensitivity training, and then he ended up firing him.
Right.
Here's the update on this story. A judge said it is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, that a city could fire someone for something done by an employee on their own time. The judge said this means that if he wrote a book on golfing, that he would have to be fired, right, according to the city of Atlanta's standards. Well, the court ruled against the city of Atlanta. Last night, the city council in Atlanta approved a settlement with Chief Cochran. They've got to pay him $1.2 million, all right, because of his wrongful dismissal. But this is just one of the stories, folks, that we've covered here at American Family Radio on the attacks against Christians in this country. Now, this has a great outcome to it, and we're happy for Chief Cochran.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're happy, but it's because we were able to draw attention to this, too. There's so many other stories that we're dealing with right now, but this morning we're celebrating with Chief Cochran, and we also thank the folks at Alliance Defending Freedom, the Christian legal firm that represented him and did not give up on the fight. The fight is worth it, and it's worth it because God is blessed from it. He gets glory from this, but also you have cases like this that the wrong is righted. Right.
Yeah, American Family Radio and American Family Association did petitions in support of Keith Cochran, Chief Cochran. We also had him at one of our events at the Billy Graham Training Center in Asheville, North Carolina, where we gave him an award for his stand. Mm-hmm. And lastly, we've had his attorneys, and I believe himself, on American Family Radio to tell his story. So and if you want to keep hearing stories like that and being able to fight for religious freedom, then you can join our Fall Share-a-thon by calling this number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Visit our website, afr.net, to donate.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've heard from Leela in Redwater, Texas. This just in the last few minutes. We've heard from Jeanette in Magnolia, Arkansas, Nelson in Amory, Mississippi, Karen in Blackshear, Georgia, a gentleman from Tupelo, Mississippi, Helen in Rogers, Arkansas, Wilma in Dalhart, Texas, and Lana called in from Maple Grove, Minnesota. Maple Grove, that sounded like a great place to live, doesn't it?
Maple Grove kind of sounds like,
like Mayberry.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Like Mayberry, let's all go to
Tim, I got to say, I'm looking out. We're right outside our studio. We have Share-a-thon Central just through the glass. I don't see a lot of people on the phones. Folks, you got to light them up for us here on today's issues. Let our today's issues listeners come in big for Share-a-thon. One Nation Under God, the number to call if you want to give, 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net.
There are four of us here in studio, Walker, Ed, Tim, and Fred. I think you need to make four donations. Just in honor of the four of us here.
If you count Brent, which we rarely do, it'd be five.
So make five different donations this hour for American Family Radio, okay, just to honor all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back momentarily with more of today's issues.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we shine the spotlight on AFA's blogging page, The Stand.
Hi, this is Dr. Ray Rooney, editor of The Stand. America is under attack. As the official blog site of the American Family Association, The Stand links together strategies for defending religious freedom, promoting Christian values, and exposing attacks on the American family. Our blogs bring to light critical information concerning progressivism's unrelenting assault on our culture. The Stand also exposes the damage being wrought on our great nation by inept and unprincipled Washington politicians, as well as the push of an increasingly corrupt culture into the American church. The Stand is a wall of defense, a champion of freedom, and a beacon of light to those who are faltering in the darkness. Connect to The Stand by clicking the link at afa.net.
I just wanted to let you know that American Family Radio is not only reaching the Caucasian, but it's a Latino. I get information from your radio and share it with the Hispanic community. A lot of these people have learned to rely on American Family Radio for the truth. Muchas gracias por hacer el radio. Thank you so much.
The 2018 midterms have been called the most important elections in our nation's history. Join Tim Wildman, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman, and Ed Vitagliano for election night coverage from a Christian worldview beginning at 7 Central, Tuesday, November 6th. Cast your vote on Election Day and then listen for results on American Family Radio. Or catch the live stream on AFR.net or the AFR Facebook page. Stay with American Family Radio, Tuesday evening, November 6th, beginning at 7 Central. Despite our differences, we are one nation under God. Fall Share-a-thon continues on AFR. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Oh. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What is Share-a-thon? It's the 3 days in the fall and the 3 days in the spring. Obviously, we would have the spring one before the fall one, where we let you know our financial needs. We passed the virtual offering plate here for American Family Radio because radio is not free. We are a listener-supported Christian radio ministry, and we have to have your support. And thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who's already called in or mailed in their support or went online. You went online and made a gift. There's so many of you who have already given early this morning to American Family Radio. 457 pledges, I guess, since we started this morning. And thank you for everyone who's called in. We'll be here tomorrow and Thursday, so it's a three-day share-a-thon. So 6 days out of 365 days do we talk about money.
It's less than 2%.
Is that right?
I figured it out one time. Mm-hmm. It's less than 2% of our broadcast year that we actually go to the people and say, listen, we need your help in keeping this going.
So for the haters of Christian ministries and radios, when they say, all those American Family Radio, man, they're always begging for money.
Right.
And they're always, there's no telling how much money they make off. Right.
Always talking about money
off elderly ladies.
Right.
They exploit these elderly ladies and they make a killing.
Right.
So Ed, how would you respond to that?
I would say that we less than 2% of the time, and we just pick 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring to do what I still remember what your dad used to say. It's when we treat our listeners, like adults, and we just say, listen, you've got expenses to run your home or your business. We have the same here, but as you also pointed out, Tim, we believe that God has called this ministry into existence, and he's using these people to keep it going in the direction that God wants it. So we simply come to our listeners less than 2% of the time, and we say, this is the time when we treat our listeners and our supporters like adults, and we say, hey, it's time. It's time to help us.
Right.
Hey, and we do give some incentives, Tim.
Yeah,
we're good-hearted people, and so I want to give our listeners some incentives here for giving. Because
such as is that what Walker has over there?
We both.
Oh, why don't you go ahead? Okay. I've been talking long enough. Tell them.
No, I tell them what we do. What we do here is we'll split this up because there's so much we're giving away.
All right, Ed, you tell them what they'll get if they give a one-time gift.
All right, for a one-time gift of $150 or more.
Or more.
We don't want to set a limit there.
No, we don't.
One-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive an 8-ounce bag of American Family coffee. It's called Liberty Ground.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you fans of Trivia Friday.
Yes, and there are many.
And there are many. Volume 5 of Hilarious Highlights, the best of Trivia Friday Learning University. Volume 5, Hilarious Highlights. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you receive the 8-ounce bag of coffee. Yes, mm-hmm. The Hilarious Highlights.
Yes.
And the undying respect of these five people in here in the studio.
You know, I don't know if I can top that, but I'm going to try.
You can't, but look, just give it your best
shot. I wanted to hold this coffee mug since Ed's had it sitting over here the whole time, and I'm going to show it on Facebook. But here's what you receive if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more. Once again, that's a monthly gift of $30 or more. Here's what you'll receive. You'll receive the two things Ed mentioned, which is the American Family Coffee. Liberty.
We'll give them coffee too if they want it.
Yeah. That's like President Trump's coffee.
You get enough money, we'll come up with coffee.
Whatever they need, you know.
Yeah.
So you'll get one bag of American Family coffee. You'll get the Hilarious Highlights Volume 5, which is a Trivia Friday CD. But lastly,
what? There's more?
This is the last incentive that you'll get that's different than the one time gift, and that is an American Family Radio coffee tumbler. That is can also convert to put a soda in. So yeah.
don't let your coffee tumble too much because it burns.
Right.
Yeah, but this is a neat little tumbler, and you can drink your coffee in it, put some water in it, or you can convert it into a hold of soda. So that's what you'll receive if you give a $30 a month.
How in the world could someone call, Tim, if they wanted to call and get? If they wanted to give a monthly gift of $30 or more.
Well, I don't know. We don't have enough time to go over all those things we're giving away again. So there's
but
so much.
What would the number be if they wanted to give? Here's the phone number
to give to American Family Radio and get all that stuff sent to your house.
That's right, directly to your house.
We'll even have our AFR drone deliver it if you want us to. We can do that. Here's the phone number to call, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. In all seriousness, folks, this is the time of year, spring and the fall, for 3 days each, that we tell you, as Ed said, we tell you what our financial needs are. We want to continue to grow and get out there and change more hearts and minds, as they say, across the country. We are making an impact for Jesus Christ and for the truth about what's happening in our country. American Family Radio listeners are... I don't say this in a bragging way about us, but we pack a punch in Washington, D.C. and other places. We do. And it's not because of me or Ed or Walker or Fred. It's because of all the folks who listen to us and who respond. So we want to continue to grow this this army, if you will, that's this army of righteousness. I think it's fair to call that because we are seeking after God's righteousness and standing for His truth. So if you believe in those things and you want to stand with us, here's the phone number to make a gift and be as generous as you can. 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396, American Family Radio. Let's hear a listener testimony, then we'll come back with Fred and more news of the day.
Hi, this is Judy, and I'm from Indiana, and I want to thank you for being a Christian radio station that I can listen to without worry of what I'm hearing, but I also want to thank you because you have empowered me with an education about the Bible and things happening in the world that affect my life, and I've now got both my daughters listening to your radio station so they can hear the word of the Lord, and they can also hear real views going on in the world that affect our lives, that are not biased in any way. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much for being here for us.
Wow. From Indiana, Hoosier Land, we have a listener there calling with a powerful testimony. We really are American Family Radio. If you look at where our supporters are and callers are from, it's all over the country. Yeah. All over the country. There was a lady from Indiana. Well, we have folks from Indiana to, you know, all the way across to Arizona and Florida. By the way, we would love to hear from some of our new listeners from our Jacksonville, Florida station. The call numbers there. You can't have call numbers, Tim. You can only have call letters. But you can have. Here's the number on the dial. We are in Jacksonville, Florida, 101.9, 101.9. So if you have family and friends who live in the Jacksonville, Florida area, please let them know we are on the air with American Family Radio at 101.9. We'd love to hear from some of our new listeners in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard a lot from our listeners in Jacksonville. We've been on the air there about a year. And so if you listen in Jacksonville, Florida, we need to know you're there. Send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, or better yet, make a pledge and say, I'm calling from your Jacksonville, Florida station. Yes, Walker.
Yeah, one more thing before we get to Fred is, you know, a lot, some people like to talk on the phone. They want to hear somebody's voice. They want to, you know, give their credit card number or give a pledge over the phone. But some people maybe are really busy or they just like using their smartphone or their computer. So if you just want to use the internet, you can go to AFR.net. It takes you about 5 minutes, if that, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, to fill out a donation form to our Fall Share-a-thon. So that's another way to do. You can call 877-616-2396, talk to someone here at our headquarters, or you can go to AFR.net, take you just a couple minutes to donate.
All right, Fred, what's the next story?
Well, one of the other stories we cover here, and certainly since Donald Trump was elected president of the United States, it's no surprise he's been under attack. His agenda's been under attack, even by the federal courts, by what we call activist judges. Remember what going back to the refugee story back several months ago, there were activist judges who were questioning the president's right to limit people who are coming into this country. And what they cited was, well, remember during the campaign, this is a federal judge and his decision. Donald Trump said something about refugees, so we think he's biased against refugees. Therefore, we're going to try to stop the president.
Yeah, no reference to the Constitution, no reference to the law.
No.
That's why we call them activist judges.
Exactly.
They want to get from point A to point B. They're not going to use the law to do that. They're going to use their own opinion about what the president was probably thinking, and then they're going to make a ruling. And in the case of these activist judges, Fred, they're like a judge in Hawaii made a ruling for the entire nation.
I know. Just crazy. Well, Attorney General Jeff Sessions yesterday was indicating he's had enough of this. The latest incident has to do with the Trump administration wants to put back on the questionnaire, the census in 2020, the question of whether you're a citizen in this country. Imagine that. Just want to know. You're answering this census. Are you a citizen living in this country? Well, some federal judges have said, we're going to question your right to do that. We're going to question the motivation behind you doing that. Well, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he was speaking at the Heritage Foundation yesterday, and he says, enough is enough. Cut five.
These judges contend that all this information from these agencies is necessary for the judge to decide whether the executive branch official had, in the judge's psychoanalytic view, the wrong motives in taking what otherwise would be a lawful order. For example, right now we're litigating one case where the district court has authorized a deposition of the Secretary of Commerce about the decision to reinstate a question on the census about citizenship. The court believes that this is proper because it wants to examine Secretary's motives.
Isn't that absolutely amazing? Like you said, Ed, this is not about the law anymore. It's about the mood and the bias of the federal judge. He doesn't like the idea that the census may include a question about citizenship. So I'm going to try to stop the government from doing this.
This is good what Jeff Sessions is doing. And praise the Lord that Donald Trump was elected and he was able to pick Jeff Sessions to be the Attorney General. I know they've had their differences.
Right.
For the reasons we talked about, but on issues other than the, quote, Russia investigation, end quote, with Mueller, Jeff Sessions has done a good job.
Yes.
And this is a case where he's right, and he needs to take this directly to the Supreme Court. And had we not had Brett Kavanaugh confirmed, we might have lost this one. And I don't know how it'll go exactly when it gets up there, but it's an emergency appeal to the United States Supreme Court because of these these unconstitutional actions of a federal judge or judges. Mm-hmm. And so I guess what will happen here, I've not heard of this before, but what happens, well, I did hear about this in the Bush v. Gore. You remember they took that straight to the Supreme Court, I think, right, in an emergency hearing. So the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, will be saying to the Supreme Court now, 5-4 conservative court, will be saying, these are abuses by lower judges, mm-hmm, and you need to correct it.
Absolutely.
Well, and the direct appeal to the Supreme Court is taken under certain types of circumstances, one of which would be, I would imagine, the fact that this judge is determining what the census questions are going to be, and they have, I'm sure, a deadline,
yeah,
when they have to have these things ready for the, you know, the 2020 census. So you bypass all the lower courts.
And it's none of the business of a federal judge what's on a census question, because that's a prerogative of the executive branch.
Yes,
the government. So,
thing is, I think the one main reason that this is being led by liberal groups, the ACLU and others, the reason they're pushing to not have this question included is because they don't want us to know how many illegal immigrants are in this country.
Right.
Because that's what this question will really get at.
Yes.
And it will be pretty accurate as to how many people are in this country illegally. And so that's why they're pushing to have this excluded,
and
because
they
don't want us to know.
It could identify what parts of the country,
yes,
they're concentrated in. And so this is a political move by an activist judge. It's got nothing to do with the Constitution or the statutes in D.C., the law. It's got nothing to do with that. This is agenda-driven.
And, you know, this ties right into what I said is, but you have this whole DACA discussion, but the estimates are, well, you know, there's 800,000 of these people who came in as children, but who knows what age they are now. But there are other estimates that say, you know, it's way bigger than this. It's
right.
2 million or something. But this census will pinpoint how many people would be granted amnesty in these certain proposals, which might not work in the favor of those who want amnesty.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's Tim, Ed, Walker, and Fred. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Our phone number to make a gift to AFR to help us stay on the air and keep going, keep growing. We want to grow and reach more people. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. Toll free again. And please be as generous as you can with your gift to AFR, 877-616-2396. Fred, next story.
You know, sometimes we get to do stories that are a little bit fun here, mm-hmm, at American Family Radio. And I think if I mention the name Elizabeth Warren,
mm-hmm,
it immediately brings a smile to a lot of people's face. And she's been in the news again over the last 24 hours because—
Senator from
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Right. And okay, she would really like to be the next president of the United, yeah, States, too. Well, she made news in the last 24, 48 hours because she said she found somebody to do some tests on her to prove her statement that she's part Native Indian. Now, a lot of people have had trouble
Native
with
American.
That. Native American, yes.
Indian,
yeah.
I got it.
All right. Okay. And so, and she's been very critical of President Trump, who has referred to her from time to time as Pocahontas. All right. So she comes up with, she says she's got proof, uh-huh, and she's like one in 100,000th of a quarter inch, maybe, DNA that she's Native Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some folks have taken offense to that. And one of them is Oklahoma Republican Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, because he is a Native Indian. All right. And he is challenging
You've
her.
Said Native Indian three times. I got to correct you. Is that right? Or is it Native American?
I thought it was the same, hand in hand.
You say Native American or Indian.
Yeah.
You can say.
He said Native Indian, though.
Or you could say Indian
Native. I need
Native.
A judgment, Ed.
You could say Indian judgment. Native.
I'm sorry, Brad, I had to interrupt you because I thought maybe you were making a mistake. But if you're not,
okay,
it's my apology.
That's okay.
Okay,
so,
Canadian-American.
You're excused.
Canadian-American.
So here we have Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. Again, he is a Native American, Native Indian, okay?
There you go.
Whatever you like.
Okay.
And he takes great offense to Elizabeth Warren's claim that, by golly gee, and by the way, she used that to get into Harvard. I mean,
is that why this is a story in the first place?
On
that's
her
why,
forms.
Yes,
she on her forms.
Okay, just to be clear. So when she applied for to be a student at Harvard,
right.
She checked.
She wrote down, she what?
She put a little check mark or filled in the bubble beside
Native American.
Native American.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, of course, we need to be fair. She claims it had nothing to do with her getting in, to which I say, then why did you check the box?
Yes.
But I think a lot of those schools have their own algorithms, and if you check off Native American, it's going to be in. It's going to be factored in, whether Harvard will admit it or not. But
well, it became a big story this morning on Fox and Friends. I've got two clips for you. One from the congressman from Oklahoma, Mark Wayne Mullen. But then I also want you to hear from Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. He made an announcement in connection with this morning. You're going to hear. But first, we're going to hear from Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen.
It is extremely disappointing. I mean, when she's out there claiming that she's Native American just because she's from Oklahoma. Look, there was a 2014 study, a scientific study, and they said the average European American walking around is 0.18% Native American. She's half of that. So the idea that she continues to double down on this lie is the most disgusting thing to me. It's the fact that she's in the public eye and she continues to use this. And what she was trying to do was put this to bed so she could run against President Trump in 2020. And it is backfiring on her. And I'm glad to see it, because what she needs to do is come out and apologize to all of us.
There you go. All right. As I say, Senator Lindsey Graham was talking about this in Fox and Friends this morning, and he made an announcement. He now is going to take a DNA test to see if there's any part of him that might be Native American. Here's Lindsey Graham.
I'm going to take a DNA test. All of you have. I've been told that my grandmother was part Cherokee and Indian. It may all be just talk, but you're going to find out in a couple of weeks, because I'm going to take this test.
You are going to take it.
I'm taking it, and the results are going to be revealed here. This is my Trump moment. This is reality TV. I'm dying to know. I'm dying. You know, I didn't really think much about it, but she's less than 0.1%. I think I can beat her.
Right. And if you do beat her, will you ask for $1 million from the president, too?
No, I want a casino and a million bucks.
He wants what?
A casino and $1 million. That's hilarious.
Well, I don't know what's gotten into Lindsey Graham since the Kavanaugh hearing.
He's trying to be like Trump.
Hey, listen, that was one of the best moments I have ever seen in the career of Lindsey Graham.
Kavanaugh hearing?
The Kavanaugh hearing for Brett Kavanaugh. And now he's become like Captain America, man. He's just taking no prisoners.
That's exactly right. I mean, he used to be linked up with the late Senator John McCain as one of those more liberal Republican senators. But I think you're exactly right, Ed. The whole Kavanaugh hearings, he's totally disgusted with the Democrats.
He's been reborn.
He has been. Look, he is out campaigning to unseat a bunch of Democrat senators.
Back to this DNA test with Senator Warren. If you read the 6 or 8 page report by the Stanford professor, he comes to no conclusion.
That's the one who did the DNA test for her?
Yes. He says at best, she's 1/32nd Indian or Native American. And then at worst, she's 1/1000th, which is 10 generations back, which is that's hundreds of years. So, my point is, she thought that by doing this DNA test, it would exonerate her and come to a conclusion that, by golly, I am Native American. But the Stanford professor that she paid actually said, we don't even know. And we've done the DNA test, and we don't even know.
Well, and the Cherokee Nation representative said DNA tests are not enough. The Native American groups themselves determine whether there's true ancestry there. Yeah. And he rebuked her for using this for her own political gain.
Yeah. Well, you got 1/1000th, and she's 33% librarian. I mentioned that yesterday, So you can, that would be true.
Yes,
if she were to claim that, I would say President Trump, if he challenged her on that, she needs to pay up. He needs to pay up.
And you know, the congressman that we just heard from, He said this is obviously in preparation for her 2020 run to challenge President Trump.
Yeah.
She wants to run for president. She wants to just get rid of this so that she doesn't have to listen to Trump mock her incessantly.
I know.
But
Pocahontas.
Of course, it's backfiring.
Yeah.
You don't want to. I tell you what, you don't want to go up against Elizabeth Warren on it. That's the Dewey Decimal System. You start challenging her on that, you're going to lose that 9 times out of 10.
Now this is all because you say she looks like a librarian. And
am I the only one?
You are not the only one. She does.
I can see her saying shh.
Yes.
Shh.
Right.
I can see her saying that to President Trump during a debate.
Shh.
Quiet. All right, Fred Jackson. Next, I tell you what, we better pause and ask for money again, Fred.
Yes,
Ed.
Yes. And, well, would you like me to do that?
We need to do that.
All right.
We haven't asked in 5 minutes.
That's right, folks. That's because we're not all about money.
No,
you
we're
know
not.
That if you've been listening to American Family Radio for any length of time, you know that our desire is to inform and to equip and to activate our listeners, get you involved. That's what we spend our time doing. Twice a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, we come to you and we say, listen, it takes money to run a radio network and hopefully, God willing, to expand it. Here's the Share-a-thon number, because that's what we're having right now. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday are One Nation Under God Fall Share-a-thon here in 2018. The number to call if you'd like to give is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or if you don't want to talk to one of our fine people who are in Share-a-thon Central wanting to
just be that way,
take your information, you can go to afr.net and give online. Walker, let's let our listeners know we have a couple of incentives for them if they would like to give.
Yeah.
What's the incentive? What
are the incentives? That's right. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, that's a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the one copy of the Hilarious Highlights Volume 5, which is a Trivia Friday CD. You'll also receive one bag, an 8-ounce bag of American Family coffee. But here, there's more. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive the two things I just mentioned, the coffee and the Trivia Friday CD, in addition to American Family Radio Coffee Tumbler, which here, if you're watching on Facebook, I have the coffee tumbler right here. So a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive coffee, Trivia Friday CD, DVD, and the American Family Radio tumbler. That's a mouthful right there. But
hey,
I hope
can you stick a cup down in that thing?
Yes, you can. What you do is...
It's insulated.
Yeah,
so.
You screw this top off right here, and it comes with another top, and then you put your Coke in there, your Diet Coke, and you screw on the top, and then you got a soda.
Gotcha.
So the number to call if you would like to give here during Fall Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. By the way, Tim, one of the things we like to let our listeners know is if they can give a monthly gift of $30 or more, that helps us budget more accurately because we have a better idea of how much money is coming in every month because people commit every month to give that $30 or more.
And so, we can make it easy because we can do the bank draft, credit card draft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to make it easy on yourself and easy on us, and we can, that does give us a sense of relief when we know what we can count on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we can do it that way if you want to. And
and it's incentivized with, our premiums here.
Exactly. So, Fred, we're about out of time. You got a 30-second story?
No, I'm going to take a little break, and I'm coming back with Janet Medford.
Yeah.
But I'm going to use the time while you guys are on the air to get in Jim Stanley's ear to give us a match at 12 noon.
Okay, yeah.
Tell him we'll go without the match.
Okay, Fred's a Canadian-American who's going to be leaving us right now.
He's a Canadian-American from north of the border.
North of the border.
Can you prove that?
And I'm here legally.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Did I hear a request for challenge money?
Please.
Is that what I heard?
Give us. Don't give Fred and Janet challenge money. Give us challenge
money. Give y'all some challenge money?
Yeah, for the next hour.
For the next hour, $50 add-on challenge. Every pledge that comes in for the next hour, we'll add $50 to it.
All right, folks, line up.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Serious, Clark?
Again,
there is some discretionary power that you guys have given me during Sheriff Time. So.